said it's got the blood in it. But I don't think too many people make it now, because there's a hell bar or something.
That's right, ma'am.
Because the blood's kind of nasty.
Well, you know, according to that old Bible, it's a sin to do that, eat the hog blood. Blood is the life of anything. Your blood is the life.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Bible teaches. The blood is the life. Uh-huh. Now, that's under Moses' laws, you see,
mm-hmm.
that the blood was the life. Don't eat the blood.
Doesn't it say not to eat pork at all?
Well, now, in Moses' law it did. But now, you see, when Christ come, he changed that law.
Mm-hmm.
He proved that to Peter. Mm-hmm. When Peter went up, he went on a housetop and he was hungry. And while he was up there, he fell in a trench. Now, this is in the New Testament.
Yeah.
He fell in a trench, and all at once he could just see a sheet come down, something like a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And it come with four corners. It come down, all kinds of animals and everything in there, you know, to him slay and eat. But he says, not so. He says, I've never put nothing uncommon in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And God showed him, come down the third time, God showed him, said, what I call clean, said, don't call common.
Mm-hmm.
Eat it all.
Mm-hmm.
That what he called clean was clean.
Mm-hmm.
See, when Christ come, he changed that law, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We are not under Moses' laws now.
Mm-hmm.
Only what God says in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
But them laws, they're the first five books of the old Bible, is the laws, Moses' laws.
Mm-hmm.
And he joked that was in Peter too, in the second, in the New Testament.
You really know your Bible.
Huh?
You really know your Bible.
I do that. There was two preachers sent here to talk to me one time. That's what I talked to them, just like you come to me.
Uh-huh.
But they was going to try to change me to the Norman religion, you know.
Uh-huh.
They asked me, could you? I said, nope. And they said, will you talk to me? I said, yeah. Says, I'll talk to you. And I'm going to tell you, when they left you, I come here convincing them that they did me. I felt like I was just about that high. Power of God was all over me. He called me Miss Strickland when he come in, but he went out, he called me Sister Strickland, says, I know you're a Christian, I can see it in your face. I come, and he picked up my Bible, we were sitting right on that couch. He picked up the Bible, he was going to show me something in the scripture, and I was just quoting scriptures all over that Bible. Never had done it before, and it never done it since.
Gosh.
The Lord was just putting words in my mouth.
Uh-huh. Say if someone asked you to do something that you didn't want to do, that you just refused to do. They say, will you do that? You say, no, I
will not.
Or a faster way of saying that, no, I.
No, I will not.
Or no, I won't.
No, I won't.
Okay.
No, I won't.
If someone asks you, if you're going to be able to do something, like I ask you if you'll be able to help me do some work next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I might.
I might.
Uh-huh. You say I might, could?
It's something like, yeah, you can say I might, could, or maybe,
uh-huh.
or.
Uh-huh. And talking about kinds of animals, the kind of bird that sees in the dark, you call him a...
The kind of bird that sees in the dark.
Uh-huh. You know, that makes a scary noise around the graveyard or something?
Oh, the screech owls.
Uh-huh. What about the bigger kind of owl?
The bigger cat. Well, there's a screech owl and there's a horned owl.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like there's another one now. Swamp owl.
Uh-huh. What's a swamp owl like? I've never heard of him.
You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Well, I was raised around the swamp. Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. It sounds just like they're saying, uh-huh. Who are you? And loud, too. And then as I married these little old wood owls, they said, hoo-hoo, 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 you know.
Uh-huh.
I know, after I married, I heard one ask him what it was, and he said, it's nothing but an old owl. But it was a country owl, and I was used to them old swamp owls.
Uh-huh.